Okay.
All right,
here we go. Welcome to Security Guy Radio, Black Hat 2016. What's your name, sir?
Karthik Krishnan.
And what's the name of your company?
Niara.
Spell that for me.
N-I-A-R-A.
.com?
.com, yes.
Okay, excellent. And what do you guys do?
So we've built a security analytics platform that helps enterprises with their cyber and insider security issues, such as compromised users, negligent employees, malicious insiders. These tend to be advanced threats that typically bypass your existing perimeter systems and are often on the inside of the network.
Interesting.
And we use a lot of machine learning techniques.
Turn your microphone just a little bit more direction. There you go.
We use a lot of machine learning techniques.
Is this combined with the behavioral of the behavior of users for that insider threat analysis?
That's absolutely correct. We use a lot of behavioral analytics techniques to be able to detect deviations in terms of behavioral patterns.
And what is that? What are some of those techniques?
Yeah, so we have a whole range of supervised and unsupervised machine learning algorithms. So unsupervised machine learning algorithms are actually looking specifically for anomalies and behavioral patterns for specific users and hosts. Supervised machine learning models tend to be more global in nature. They've got a more global notion of what's good and bad. And when we're building up a risk profile for every entity in your network, an entity being a user, a host, an application, we're using these combinations of supervised and unsupervised machine learning models to build up a risk score and a risk profile for all of these users.
Now, I like the inside angle on this. We hear a lot about, I'm protecting your network, I got a firewall, I got an intrusion detection, blah, blah, blah. We don't hear as much about the internal stuff.
The insider threat.
Yeah, in my world, police, crime, criminals, most of the stuff was inside, right? Most employee loss and theft, it's your employees, it's somebody that's a snow and he's pissed off. He's mad at, and he takes the box and walks out with all the secrets, right? Yeah. So I'm glad this is in the works and out there functioning. Are you a minority of the companies that work on this sort of thing internally? We hear a lot of external stuff. I don't hear too many internal
stuff. Yeah, I think we are a class of next generation companies that are now squarely focused on
a specific threat.
That's right, on the problems on the inside.
Yeah.
The assumption that companies like I start with is that most enterprises now have to assume that they've already been breached.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that the stuff is on the inside.
And they don't know
so
it yet.
They don't know it yet. Oftentimes, I mean, you see the reports. Oftentimes, they detect these things months after the fact. And so the question often is, can we help them reduce the time it takes to be able to detect and investigate a lot of these incidents, assuming that they're already on the inside? That can be a tremendous value, we believe, for a lot of enterprises.
So based on these algorithms, I'm the user, I'm the insider threat, I'm going outside of my normal behavior. Y'all are going to track that, you're going to flag that, whether it's, for example, you know that my behavior is typically isolated to these directories, and then you see me snooping around, access denied, those starts getting flagged, right? Is that kind of how?
That's absolutely correct. I mean, if you step back to the use cases, it's something as simple as somebody steals your password. And now the attacker is on the inside of the network, posing as you.
He's authenticated.
And he's authenticated.
He's authenticated.
To all these systems on the inside, it's going to appear as if it's you that's actually logging in.
An authorized user.
Yeah, but your software knows that I don't normally go to directory ABC. That's not what I normally do in my course of my work.
That is absolutely correct. So that's one example.
And so is there any proactive countermeasures? So you see it, do you block that access immediately or do you just alert?
Yeah, so we alert to a lot of these things.
Okay.
The goal of what we do is we want to be able to alert these things before the damage is done.
Right.
Because the last thing we want is for the attacker to gain a foothold in your network, steal sensitive information, and then take it out of the network. The idea is to be able to more proactively detect these things so that the analysts, the security teams, can actually take action before the damage is done, before these sensitive assets actually leave your network. And so a lot of our analytics ends up being somewhat predictive in nature in that they're catching these things along the life cycle of an attack kill chain before the damage is actually done.
This reminds me of my credit card. I think it's Capital One. They have excellent security. So where was the last place I went? Someplace out of state, and I go to use my card. It doesn't work. And I get a phone call right after I swipe it. Mr. Harold, where are you? Well, I'm on I-5. I'm at Starbucks. What's going on? Well, we caught fraudulent activity. Somebody went and bought breakfast at someplace in Burbank. Well, I'm not in Burbank, and so I thought it was fraud. It was my daughter. She didn't tell me. But it had been a place that I had not gone. They knew I was in Sacramento, and somebody's buying breakfast in L.A., and they thought
that
could be bad. And they turned it off. I'm talking within 3 or 4 minutes. And it was annoying because I couldn't get my coffee. But it's a similar kind of an idea, right? We're looking at behaviors, something outside a zip code. that's oversimplified, but yours is more sophisticated, of
that
course.
That is absolutely correct. In fact, one of our modules looks exactly for this, called land speed violation, where we're looking for...
What's it called, land speed?
It's called land speed violation.
Oh, I like the name of that.
Yeah.
Where, let's say that you are in your office here in Las Vegas, and suddenly somebody is authenticating with your credentials to Dropbox from China.
Oh, yeah.
That could be a situation where it's quite inconceivable for you to be in two locations at the same time.
Yeah.
And so we do have a lot of modules that are looking for these types of anomalies. But the key here is most of these things have to work without you requiring to write a rule or a signature, because you do not want to put the burden back to the customer to have to write a configuration
and
rule.
And that's so hard, and that's where I think a lot of these technologies fail, is on the implementation aspect of implementing this tool and technology and operationalizing it, because then they're left with writing tools and they're not the expert at writing those flags.
That's absolutely correct, because oftentimes when you're writing these flags or rules, they're good at predicting the known bad, but are extremely poor at these sorts of unknown bad situations, which is things you don't even know that you need to know about. And those are the kinds of things that we are helping detect without putting the burden on the customer to have to set up rules and signatures to be able to do.
Now, could I, if I wanted to, and I had a specific company, and I only wanted to know what Charisse was doing, because everybody else I trusted in my company, and I only want to see, can I narrow it down and filter it to just one thing?
You absolutely can.
Okay.
Systems like ours give you the ability to create watch lists and proactively track only the entities, the users that you really care about.
Right.
You could put, for example, a common use case that we hear from customers is employees that are about to be terminated. Flag for poor performance. You
sure.
need to be able to tightly monitor and watch what they're doing so that the slightest changes in their behavior, you want to be able to detect and potentially alert towards.
Now, how long has this stuff been around, this kind of the human analytical part? Not too long, right?
Yeah, not too long. I think this is all recent technology.
A couple of years, 5 years?
We've been around about 2.5 years now.
All right.
We've been shipping product for the last about year. So it took us about almost 18, 24 months.
Now, why didn't somebody think of this 10 years ago?
I think it's a very good question.
Cops used to. I mean, that's how cops solve cases. We look at your behavior. We look at what you don't do as opposed to always what you do, right? And that's how you would solve a physical case, we'll call it, right? And I always thought that those techniques should be applied to cyber. But I think maybe the cyber guys weren't cops, and so
I think it's a mindset, correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of organizations up until maybe 3 years ago really weren't focusing on the insider threat.
Because they
were just putting the guards up and building the perimeter.
Oh, from the perimeter outside.
Yeah, they weren't focused on the inside, and they thought, well, they're not in my inside. It was kind of this like naive way to think that, oh, they're not inside my castle.
Yeah, I think that probably didn't bubble up to the C level, because I mean, we knew years ago that 85% of all laptop thefts, your employees stole it. 85%, right?
Wow.
Total internal problem. Very interesting. What's the next thing you guys are working on that you can tell us about?
So I think we're continuing. I mean, we've barely scratched the surface in terms of the kinds of analytics that we can do.
Oh, okay. That's good to hear.
We think that this field has just a lot of innovation ahead of us. And really, if you look at the problems that customers face in this area, it's not just about detecting these types of scenarios. Today, most security teams have tremendous challenges in terms of the number of alerts that they have to deal with on a daily basis, just the sheer amount of white noise and ghosts that they have to chase.
Those false positives.
That's right. So being able to provide platforms that can help them more efficiently prioritize and investigate these alerts can be a tremendous value add. And so we're squarely focused on the complete life cycle of all the problems that customers have, specifically around being able to detect, investigate, and triage these sorts of incidents.
By the way, where does all the data and analytics reside? On your cloud? The customer keep it locally?
Yeah, so our platform can be deployed on-premise or in the cloud, in like AWS or Azure as an example. Many of our customers end up doing it on-premise. We actually have some Fortune 50 financial services customers of ours who have actually deployed it on AWS.
Okay. Now, here's something you've never been asked. Do you ever run into any legal problems with the data? Germany would let you keep it for 30 days. I know that part, right? Yeah. But in California, legally, if I'm going to investigate you, I have to tell you I'm going to investigate you as an employee. What's the point? Right? Because now you're going to stop what you're doing.
Yeah.
If I was the HR guy, I would say that what you're doing is an investigation.
No, actually, we
kind
are.
Kind of.
Well,
see what I'm saying?
We're actually facilitating solutions
I know
to help
that,
customers from a security
advocate,
standpoint.
Right? Yeah.
Yes, so you're absolutely correct, which is also why there's extremely strong data encryption and PII protection on the solution. that makes sure that you can't just be an analyst that logs into our box and pretty much gets access to everything that the CEO did over the last year.
Yeah.
So we're very careful with making sure that you encrypt the data at rest and make sure that only extremely privileged users on a case-by-case basis actually get access to
the
information.
By the way, who do you find are your number one user in this group?
So
HR or?
Our primary sellings, our buying center are the security operations centers.
Okay.
So we sell to the CISO, to the VP of security operations, to cyber security analysts.
I get that part, but then who
consumers
internally is using the data inside? Legal?
So, well, security folks for sure,
right.
because
mm-hmm.
they're faced with security incidents that they have to investigate. HR for sure, because we find that HR often has to go investigate an employee.
Yep. Yeah.
And so they're often working very closely with the security teams to be able to use this. Legal as well.
Interesting. And so that data is really very small distribution on that. Got to keep it tight. Yeah.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. I'm happy again.
Yeah.
My last show, I was unhappy because the guy told me about something. I went, oh, my gosh, we're not going to solve that problem. And now I've been going happy and unhappy for every interview. Overall, I'm happy, wouldn't you say?
Yes, absolutely.
Overall, things are good.
That's funny.
Give us the name of your company one more time and spell it for me.
Niara, N-I-A-R-A.
And your name, sir, and title?
My name is Karthik Krishnan. I am the VP of Product Management for Niara.
I'm very excited to hear about your product. It's excellent. You want to come and do a 60-minute show sometime? Just
absolutely.
Give me a call.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Very good. Thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio.
Thank you
so much. Appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Thanks for coming
Thanks
on the show.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.